भोग विशिष्ट ऑफर इन ओम शांति भवन ऑन सत गुरुवार 30th October 2025 एंड वी विल नाउ बी लिसनिंग टू द भोग मैसेज वाया शशि देवी.
आप सबकी
ओम शांति. ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्बरेंसेस
लेकर वतन में पहुंची.
एज आई रीच सटल रीजन
वतन में पहले से ही बाबा ने सब बच्चों को इमर्ज किया हुआ था.
आई सॉ दैट बाबा हैड ऑलरेडी इमर्ज्ड ऑल ऑफ द चिल्ड्रन इन द सटल रीजन एंड देयर वाज
अ
ब्यूटीफुल
लाइट
एटमॉस्फेयर
द्वारा हर एक बच्चे के ऊपर वरदान
रेज ऑफ लाइट फॉलिंग ऑन ईच चाइल्ड and filling each child with blessings. Each child appeared to be like sparkling angels. Baba then said, the children have come to meet with the father.
Baba bhi bachchon ke milan ke karan sneh ke karan bachchon ke
and out of love for the children, Baba too is lost in the children's love.
सब बच्चों को वतन में निमंत्रण देकर बुलाया.
And this is why Baba has invited all the children to come and meet him in the subtle region. So as Baba said that he has specially invited the children, everyone started to feel very, very happy that Baba himself has invited us today.
ऐसी क्या देखती हूँ बाबा की दोनों बाहें उसी में सब बच्चे.
I then saw that all the children got merged in Baba's two arms and his embrace, and Baba was swinging everyone in the swing of love.
बच्चों को निमंत्रण देके बुलाया.
Baba said Baba has invited the children to the subtle region today.
अब कहाँ न कहाँ लेकर चले.
And so Baba is going to take the children on a tour. So the children got very excited that Baba is going to take us on a tour. So someone asked Baba, where are you going to take us, Baba? So Baba said, it's a surprise. So everyone was so joyous that Baba is going to take them on a tour. So at a far distance appeared a garden. So Baba said, today is the day to meet with the father, is to enjoy yourselves.
उस गार्डन को देख.
And so all the children looked towards the garden and explored the garden. So there were a variety of flowers in that garden.
और उसके पास जाकर खड़े.
Baba said, go and stand next to the flower that you find, that you choose, the ones that you like. So the children ran towards the flowers and they went and stood next to the flower that they liked. So according to their stage, they went and stood next to that flower. So there were golden flowers, there were pink flowers, and different other colored flowers. So as the child went and stood next to the flower, it was as though the flower was dancing itself, and it appeared in a very lovely form. So along with each flower were two types of butterflies. One was in a light golden color, beautiful stars were sparkling on the first butterfly, and on the second butterfly was larger in size. Different colored rays of light were emerging from this second butterfly, which was very attractive. So Baba then told the children, whichever butterfly you like, just go and touch it. So what did most of the children do? Most of the children were attracted towards the colorful second butterfly. They were trying to touch the second butterfly. So as they tried to touch the second butterfly, the wings of the butterfly enlarged. It was though the wings had just surrounded the child. There were very few children who were picked, who chose the first simple one. And as they touched the first butterfly, they transformed into angels. And the angelic form sparkling and just spreading rays of light all around. Baba then said, "Children, did you see this?" So I said, "Baba, what is this? What is happening here?" So Baba then explained, "There are still some Brahmin children who have the power of judgment, power of perception, but they don't use it well. They get attracted towards the external, superficial form. The children are making good spiritual efforts, but sometimes get attracted towards artificial exteriors. They're not able to understand the reality of certain situations. So according to their own inner stage, they are not able to perceive situations and people properly. And because of that, Maya subtle forms trap the children in subtle bondages. Baba wishes for the children to be light, to maintain the awareness of your flying stage, stabilize yourselves in your original form, have special practice, stabilize yourself in the original form, because Maya's attractive external influences can test the children at any time. So the children have to keep the power of perception, stabilize yourselves in your original form, practice this point form more often. So as you stabilize yourselves in these different forms, you will be able to use the power of judgment, you will be able to know what is right, what is the reality, you will be able to use these powers at the right time, you will be able to make yourself powerful and cross over every situation. Thirdly, Baba said, the children do have realization, but you use the power of realization fewer times. So Baba is repeatedly telling the children, practice the point of the form of the point, increase your power of silence. Through these practices, your power of judgment will increase. You'll be able to then judge subtle papers, subtle forms of Maya. You'll be able to cross over all the scenes of transformation that are about to come. Today, Baba has called, invited the children to the subtle region today. And so then Baba gave the children a gift. There was a small box in front of each child in which was a sparkling diamond. Baba gave each child this box. So I then said, Baba, you're giving the children so many diamonds today. So Baba then said, these represent the children's virtues, these represent the children's love. Baba looks, observes the children's renunciation, their tapasya, their love, and Baba continues to make the children full in every aspect. So as the children opened the box of diamonds, there was a lot of rays of light spreading from the diamonds and it transformed each child into an angel. The angels started to fly across the world and they were spreading rays of light throughout the world. So people of the world, souls of the world were also observing this and they were feeling as though God is fulfilling our pure desires and we are having visions of our beloved deities. So now is the time for the children to fly through Mansa Seva, give experiences to souls of the world. in order to glorify the Father in the world, always had the experience of the Father's company. Baba gave drishti to everyone, and through Baba's drishti, each child's future form was also getting visible. Baba said, the children have come to Madhavan with such love, they're making genuine efforts. You children have to go to your future world. But always recognize the value of the attainments of the confluence age and of the future world. So Baba is giving you this gift of the diamond of virtues and powers. So all the children are very, very happy to receive these diamonds. So as they were accepting the gift of the diamonds, their entire form was changing. So at the confluence age, Baba said, Baba always wants to see every child in their decorated form. Present yourself in your original form to the world. You are the ones to fulfill the pure desires of devotee souls. Continue to give sakash to the entire world. And so whatever service or task remains will reach its completion soon. I then offered bhog to Baba. And as Baba accepted the bhog, Baba fed each child the bhog as well. Baba again showed every child the gift of the box of diamonds. I then shared messages for those who had offered special bhog to Baba. Baba gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.